There are several principal types of sediment in the deep sea, delivered by different sedimentary processes. One is a downslope process that moves material from shallower water into deeper water, and we call these turbidites, downslope deposits, debrites, and so on. Another is an along slope process that moves sediment parallel to the contours by various types of bottom currents, and these sediments we call contourites. A third type are the sediments that fall simply by vertical settling from the surface of the water, and we call these pelagic or hemipelagic deposits.
So what about contourite that makes it important that you study about it?
There are several reasons. One of the reasons is that the bottom currents that deposit contourites are significantly influenced by overall ocean circulation processes, and those processes are influenced by climate change in particular. So that by looking at past contourite sediments, we can decode the record of past climate change that's influenced bottom currents, and hence have a good signal of climate variation in the past.
How the outcome of the study will be used, and who will use it, and for what?
Several applications, I suppose. One is just pure scientific understanding of the deep sea. A second aspect is in the climate science, as I've referred to, a better understanding of past climate change and how that influences bottom currents. A third would be to understand the impact of some of the bottom circulation, for example, the Mediterranean outflow water that I talked about, and how the strengthening or weakening of that impacts on the overall circulation pattern, for example, in the North Atlantic, and hence on climate factors. Another aspect that's very significant is the relevance of the sediments that are deposited to the exploration, ultimately, for deep sea oil and gas. And some of these types of sediments, once buried, may generate oil or gas. Others may be the suitable reservoirs for oil and gas. And another application, if I may, is with respect to the ocean hazards. And bottom currents can be particularly strong and abrasive and scouring and affecting and deteriorating the infrastructure in the deep sea. For example, 99% of all our internet traffic is carried through submarine cables. And if these cables are laid where bottom currents are particularly strong, then they're subject to breakage and chafing and degradation. So there's a relevance to all sorts of infrastructure in the deep sea.
Thank you very much.